Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." That's right. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Well, happy Thursday, friend. My name is Joey Kroll, and that's right, a great reminder that we need to rejoice in the Lord always, even when we're having one of those days, one of those weeks, one of those months, one of those seasons in life. We are encouraged to rejoice in the Lord. It's so important that he said it again, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Well, friend, I rejoice that you are able to spend some time with me. I'm able to spend some time with you. This is, of course, the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I sure hope you're having a great week. Man, the temperatures are getting cooler out. I'm trying to get used to this transition. But it's pretty, though. I love the changes in each season, especially when we go from summer into fall. My goodness, how pretty the leaves turn. And just the colors of the fall season. So I'm looking forward to that. I really am. The cold temperatures, not so much, but the colors are so pretty. Well, friend, I sure hope you're having yourself a great week. I had a chance to meet many of you on this past Saturday at the Curtis Orchard in Champaign as part of the Great News Radio Singing Men of GNN concerts. At Curtis Orchard, it was so much fun. One of my favorite songs. I have two favorite songs that the singing men sing. It was Holy, 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 and then Thy Word, which I absolutely love that song. So they sang that song. I was like, yes, one of my favorites. My wife and I, the kids, we were all there. They really enjoyed the maze. It took them for like 30 minutes to get through the maze there at Curtis Orchard. So Timothy, who's our 10-year-old intellectual, he led the pack. And he got everybody else out safely and so forth. So it took a good 25, 30 minutes. Aubrey, my wife, she was so done with the maze. She was like, I'm ready to go. This is too confusing. But no, we all had a great time and just met many of you and just so blessed by just the hugs and the handshakes and so forth. So thank you for that. That was lots of fun and just a great afternoon. So thank you for that. And actually coming up here in just a few weeks away on Saturday, October the 6th, you're invited to go see Bill Allison. He's the executive director of Cadre Ministries. He's going to be at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. He's going to be talking about how to make Jesus's vision and mission your vision and mission. It's going to be on, again, Saturday, October the 6th, beginning at 8:30 in the morning. And if you're a leader in a ministry, maybe at your church, this is an event just for you. I think you're going to gain a lot of knowledge, and it's going to enhance the way you lead when you make Jesus' vision and mission your vision and mission. Bill Allison is, again, going to be at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. They are located at 102 Riverbend Boulevard and Route 47 in Mahomet. It's only $20. That includes the seminar, the training manual, and the Disciple Makers 28-Day Study Journal. So I think this is one event you probably should not miss. You can get more information by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or you can just call Community Free Church. You might know the pastor there, Pastor Jason Shifko. Yeah, you may have heard of him once or twice. The number there is 217-586-5165, 217-586-5165. And there's lots of stuff happening this weekend as well. Sunday, I know, is a big day, just lots of great opportunities to go out, take advantage of some free events, some great fellowship opportunities. Take a look at our event calendar page, by the way. Lots of great stuff on it. GreatNewsRadio.org, GreatNewsRadio.org. Do you remember growing up and having that first crush when you were just wee tall? Remember that? I remember when I was, I think maybe 10 years old. This was a long time ago. I remember when I was 10 years old, and there was this girl who lived on the other block from me, and her name was Jennifer. And anytime Jennifer used to walk on by, anytime I would see her, I would just get that 10-year-old excitement, and I was all about her. I remember that. It was so funny. It was so innocent back then. And I remember actually when Jennifer used to pass by, she had like this pretty blonde hair and blue eyes and so forth. And when some of my friends were playing out in the front yard, and anytime Jennifer would pass by, I would just, you know, try to be all macho man, you know, playing football or whatever we're doing, you know, that kind of gave me the excitement just to be like, okay, I need to show off a little bit so Jennifer can like me and so on. And, you know, I used to always get all nervous and my heart pumping, and I didn't have the boldness and so forth. So one year I wrote a letter. Okay. Now I was 10 way back when. Okay. So I didn't have as much brains as I do now, but I wrote her a letter. I said, "Do you like me? Yes or no?" And she used to circle it. The letter got into her hands, and I was nervous. I was anticipating what she would say. I would think about it. It was just, okay, what is she going to say? Is she going to say yes? Is she going to say no? I just want her to answer that question. I was so infatuated. I wanted to know, and she circled no. She circled no, and it broke my heart at that time. And praise God that she said no, because I'm married to the greatest woman on earth in my world, Aubrey Kroll, who I just love and adore, who's a great woman of God. And I'm so glad at the age of 10 that Jennifer said no, but it hurt me at that time. She answered my question, and it was a question that I was just dying to know back then, and she said no. She said no to my question. Friend, I got a question for you today. Here we are. It's Thursday. And I just want to be real with you here. If you were to die today, where would you go? Think about that. If you were to die today, where would you go? You can't deny it. We're all going to die. We're all going to die. But if you were to die today, where would you go? Would you go to heaven? Or would you go to the other place, hell? There was a young man who came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said, "I kept all the commandments. Ever since I was a little boy." He said, "Teacher, I kept all of the commandments since I was a little boy." And then Jesus looked at him and loved him. He had compassion for him. And Jesus said, "Yes, but you lack one thing. Go and sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." And this rich young man had a hard time, and he went away sad. He was somebody that kept all the commandments. He thought he was good. But Jesus looked beyond that and said, "No, I want you to fully follow me. It's not about being good and being doing everything just to earn your way to heaven. It has nothing to do with that. I want you to come follow me, obey me, love me." So friend, there's a lot of people out there saying, "You know what, I'll go to heaven because I'm a good person, because I give to the poor, and I got the heart like Mother Teresa had and so forth." But being good isn't good enough. The Bible says, you know, your best goodness that you can do in the flesh is just like dirty rags. It's still not good enough when you compare it to God's standard. Do you know those 10 commandments that God gave to Moses on that mountain? Did you know if you break one of those commandments, if you sin just one time in your life, you're going to be separated from God for all eternity? You know that, right? If you sin just one time, even if you think about that bad sin, that hateful thought toward your brother or your sister or somebody that you know, if you just sin one time, that separates you from God. And let me look at my calculator here and see how many times I've sinned. My goodness, I don't think there's enough room to have all the digits of the times I've sinned and sinned against God. Sin is doing something that is not pleasing to God. If we sin just one time, there puts a wall between us and God. So the question is, how do we get that wall down? Because most people want to go to heaven. Most people want to be with God when they die. They don't want to know that they're going to be in this in a place that's separated from him for all eternity. How do we get that wall down between us and God? Well, John 3:16 is a great place to start. It says, "For God so loved the world," God so loved you, "that he gave his one and only Son," that's Jesus Christ, "that whosoever believes in him shall not perish." So in other words, you won't have eternal death, but you will have eternal life. So God so loved you, friend, that he gave his Son, Jesus, to die on a cross for you and for me, that if you believe in his Son, Jesus Christ, and the word believe is not just like Santa Claus, I believe in Santa Claus, and therefore I'm going to have a great Christmas. It's so much more than just that. See, I am a Chicago White Sox fan. I grew up in Chicago. I love the White Sox. See, when I believe in them, I'm with them, even if they win or if they lose. You're going to see me wear my White Sox jersey because I'm a White Sox fan. I believe in them. I'm going to wear my White Sox ball cap. I'm going to buy tickets. And I'm going to do everything White Sox because I believe in them. See, it's more than just a thought. There's got to be some action. And there's got to be some loyalty. And there's got to be that following. See, it's more than just believing in Jesus like the Santa Claus in the sky. It's actually following him. The question is, are you following him? John 3:16 says, "For whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Did you know if you sin just one time, you're going to be separated from God. In the book of Romans chapter 6, it says, "What benefit did you reap at that time from the things that you are now ashamed of?" You know, that's all the sin. It says, "Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life." It goes on to say, "For the wages of sin is death." That's eternal death. "But the gift of God is eternal life." And who is that in? It says it's in Christ Jesus. See, it's not in you. It's not in, you know, it's not in your uncle who was a pastor. It's not about who you know here on earth. It's all in Jesus Christ. And the question is, are you going to follow him? I remember being 17 years old. I considered myself a good person. I considered myself a spiritual person. But I didn't know Jesus. I didn't know who the true God is. When I was 17 years old, I had a Christian counselor come to me and share the gospel. And he said, "Did you know, Joey, that if you break one of God's commandments, if you break just one, you're going to hell." And he said that with so much love and compassion for me. And he asked me, "Do you want to accept Jesus Christ in your life as the manager and the owner of your life?" It's not about you owning it anymore. It's about him owning it. And as I was about to say yes, I heard that little voice in my mind. It's like, what is your family going to think? You're going to be a Christian? You're not good enough. What is it that you want to accomplish out of this? Like, you know, well, your family is going to look at you and think you're weird and strange and all that voice. But I felt that tug and say, you know what? I'm tired of living for myself. I am a filthy person, but I'm going to be made clean by the blood of Jesus. And I said, yes, I want Jesus. So friend, the question is for you today. As I asked that girl, Jennifer, if she likes me, I got a question that is so much greater than that. Are you going to accept Jesus right now into your life? For me, it was a rainy October night when I was 17 years old in Arlington Heights, Illinois. The question is it going to be for you today at the same exact place where you're at right now? And will it be today? See, when man sinned in the garden, God called a summit meeting. They talked about what to do since man had fallen, and justice spoke up and said, "Let the wages of sin be death." And Jesus said, "Yes, but let the gift of God be eternal life, and I will be that gift. Justice, go down for me and wait for me at Calvary." And Jesus took the long way down through 42 generations. As he passed, Job said, I see him. He looks like a horse. Pawn in the valley. Passed on through Ezekiel said, I see him. He looks like a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Passed on through Amos said, I see him. He looks like a plumb line. Daniel said, I see him. He looks like a rock cut out of the mountain. And just as justice stood up to slay man, someone said, hold on, justice. There he is, with a cross on his shoulder, coming up Calvary. And when he got up there, when Jesus got up on Calvary, he gave his hands to the nails. He gave his feet to the woodblock. He gave his side to the spear. He gave his brow to the thorns. He gave his back to the splinters. He gave his mother to John. And he gave up his spirit to his father and said, it is finished. It is finished. Dropped his head to the locks of his shoulders. And before he died, the thief taunted him and said, if you be the Son of God, come down from there and save yourself and us. And to that taunt, Jesus never said a mumbling word, but the silence seemed to say, you just wait until Sunday morning, because I'll show you that it's better to come out of the grave than come down from a cross. And he died. Friend, he died on that cross. Don't listen to a false theology. Jesus died on that cross. And he's buried in a tomb. He was in there long enough just to clean it out and make it a pleasant place to wait for the resurrection. Then right on schedule, Sunday morning came, and God, with every form of power in his being, raised Jesus from the dead. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the eternal separation from God. So if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. And here's the cool thing. In John chapter 1, it says, to all who received him, that's Jesus, and to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Friend, if you accept Jesus into your heart, you're going to be a child of God, a child of the living God. So it's up to you. If you want to make that step of faith right now, there is actually somebody waiting for you to talk to you right now when you call 1-888-NEED-HIM. 1-888-NEED-HIM. They're not going to sell you anything. They're just going to walk you through the same exact thing that you and I just talked about. It's the greatest decision that you will ever make in your entire life. No matter who you are, what you've done, or what you're going through, know that God loves you so, so much.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. lost before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. Your journey back, your journey back, your journey back, your journey back.
That's right. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. There's no turning back. That is Selah right here on Great News Radio. Wow. Friend, thank you so much for just letting me share what I feel God has been putting on my heart today. And, you know, it's always good for you and I to catch up and touch base and see how things are coming along. If there's anything you need from us, anything you want us personally to be praying for, because this is so much more than just a radio station. This is a ministry. And we want to honor and glorify Christ. So if there's anything you want us personally to be praying about, give us a call. We would love to be praying. You can shoot us an email through our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, if you just want to maybe keep it anonymous, or just maybe you do want to give us a call, somebody to talk to, pray with, 217-367-7777. Well, thank you so much for letting me hang out with you. We got a new puppy earlier this week, so... And it barks in the middle of the night at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning every morning. So I'm going to get me another cup of coffee and try to wake up. So, hey, Mark Burns behind this microphone tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. In the meantime, you can help control the pet population. Get your pets sprayed or neutered. I'm just kidding. Remember, friend, that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.